US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has condemned China's military exercises in the Taiwan Strait, calling them a major escalation. The drills are in response to US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan this week, which has angered Beijing. Speaking at a summit of Southeast Asian foreign ministers, Blinken warned China's actions could destabilise the region. In other news, supporters of Iraq's Shiite political leader Muqtada al-Sadr have held Friday prayers in a square inside Baghdad's Green Zone. His followers have been occupying parliament inside the fortified area for several days. Sadr gave protesters until Friday to leave the parliament building, but told them to continue their sit-in outside. They're opposed to the nomination of a rival politician as prime minister. Ukraine's president has criticised Amnesty International after it accused his forces of endangering civilians. The human rights group listed incidents in 19 towns and cities where it said Ukrainian troops set up bases in residential areas, putting civilians at risk. But Volodymyr Zelensky rejected the findings, accusing Amnesty of shifting responsibility from the aggressor to the victim. Three more cargo ships loaded with grain have left Ukrainian ports on the Black Sea. They're carrying a total of about 58,000 tonnes of corn. One is headed to Ireland, another to the UK, and the third to Turkey. India's central bank has raised its key lending rate by half a percentage point in an effort to curb spiralling inflation. It's the third increase in the last 4 months. A fall in the rupee's value is making fuel, food and medicine more expensive. Peru's Congress has blocked President Pedro Castillo from travelling to Bogota for the inauguration of Colombian President-elect Gustavo Petro. The embattled leader is facing several criminal investigations, mostly over corruption allegations, which he denies.